Good morning, everybody. This is Thomas speaking, your holiday homes and vacation rental expert in Croatia. So today I would like to share with you my current experiences in buying another piece of real estate in lovely Opatija, and specifically about the question of how well should you stick to the process you have in mind when buying a property. So don't let you confused by the seller, and yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about with you shortly, and I'm happy that you're here, and let's start. So, as I mentioned recently, I'm just about to buy another nice little house in Opatija, and we're in the middle of negotiations. They went well so far, and now we're in the phase of, yes, we agreed to do the deal, and now we have to prepare it. And then what happens now is quite interesting, that on the seller side, people are getting a bit nervous, because we said, well, we need to prepare a couple of things now. We need to get the process right, we need to organize the funding, because the cash just doesn't lie around like this, and so it takes a couple of days to get everything prepared and set up. And that's what they actually don't like so much. They're more like nervous, and okay, now you said you're going to buy, so why don't you just do the contract now and sit together in 1 or 2 days time, and then just do it. And since we buy the property, and not me myself or my wife alone, but we buy it together as a group of four investors, there are a couple of thoughts and things we have to clarify, open questions from the other co-investors that need to be checked. Some of them have already been checked, but the co-investors want to check them again, and this is what confuses the sellers quite a bit. So we've had long discussions in the co-investor group of whether or not we should stick to the ideas and things we had in mind. So we said, okay, if they're nervous and they don't believe that we want to do the deal, then let's just make a quick pre-contract. We say, okay, yes, we want to do it, and we pay an advance of 10% of the purchase price, and this is a good sign that we want to do it, and then we can prepare all the rest and make the main contract in a couple of weeks time. They said, okay, it's a good idea, so we started doing that. But then we said, okay, when we wired the money, the idea was to wire the 10% directly to the owners, which our co-investor said, well, they don't really like it, they are not sure. It's not that they don't trust the seller, but it's more like that you wire a lot of money to somebody you don't know yet. So why not put, there's something here in Germany, it's called an Underkonto. It's like it's an account that is overseen by a notary, and you transfer the money there, and he sees taking ownership of that account and make sure that everything goes smoothly. And we proposed that to the seller, but they actually said, well, no, you don't trust us, we can't do that, it's too complicated, blah blah blah. And then we said, well, it's not that we don't trust you, but it's more that we just feel more safe about it. So it's just the way it works. If you do international transactions, you always have this sort of escrow services where you put the money, somebody neutral oversees it, and then when all the things are cleared, then the money is given to the receiving party. And so it's just some sort of standard process that is usual. So we really want to do that. But at the end of the day, we couldn't reach an agreement on that. So we have two things now. We said, okay, really want to stick to it. And we said, okay, either we get this escrow account set up by somebody else within the next 1 or 2 days. And if we manage to do that, we'll do it this way, and everybody will be happy with the pre-contract. But if we cannot do it, we said, okay, then instead of just wiring the money to somebody we don't know yet, we'll do the real contract right away. So we don't do the pre-contract first, but we prepare everything for the main contract, and then do that later on. And then the seller, especially the agent from the sellers as well, you know, and there's so many other people now interested in this property. It could be really the risk that somebody else buys it before you. And then we said, okay, do we want to take the risk and within our co-investor group, we said, yes, let's go for it. Let's take the risk. Let's do that. And so in case we don't get the escrow account set up, we'll just prepare the main contract right away, and then we just run the risk of somebody else buying the property, which we think won't happen. But anyways, if it happens, then we wouldn't feel sorry, because we're okay. That's what we planned for. It's not the single most important opportunity on earth. If we lose it, we'll find another one. So that's what we're going for, and that's the process we have laid out, and let's see how that evolves. And what's the big lesson learned? That for you as a buyer, it's the same for a seller. So it's all about the decisions you make, and if you have created a process, or if you have a process in mind that you would like to go for when you buy or sell a home, then I would really recommend you stick to your process and just be prepared mentally that when the deal does not happen, it doesn't matter. So you'll find another seller or buyer to make the deal happen. So whenever you feel like it's important that you stick to the process you have in mind, or to the steps on buying or selling a property in the foreign country, then you should really stick to it. And if that means that the deal doesn't happen, then I would take that as a sign of a bigger reason that the deal isn't supposed to happen. So don't get stressed, don't get confused, just stick to your process, do whatever you want to do. And then if that works out with the other party, so either the seller or the buyer, then it's fine. If it doesn't, don't worry, you find another property. Yeah, so that's a bit about the situation we're in, and we're quite confident and happy that we'll get this deal done within the next 2-3 weeks. And I'll definitely keep you posted, because we're really getting excited. We have already organized the interior designer and are already in the first discussions on what to do with the house, so that we can start renting it out as soon as possible. So thanks for listening. I hope you could get some ideas on the process of buying a property in a foreign country, and wish you all the best, and talk to you soon. Thomas.